Russ, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Your multi-channel, multi-screen digital film installation, American Pacemaker, opened recently at the Weston Art Gallery. It's billed as an aesthetic environment of varied sources of images and sound. What's going on there, and what's it all about?
It's my response to the changing political and economic landscape that we find all of ourselves dealing with all the time. And it's also a response to what I've seen over the past 20 years of living in Cincinnati as a change in our landscape. So I see a connection between the landscape and our economy.
I think that there are some buildings that you have photographed that we might recognize.
There's a number of older structures that you might have seen. There's an old factory, which is now abandoned. The old Stearns and Foster mattress maker had a really large factory, which has been closed for quite a while now. Part of it has been torn down. That features visually in the piece. I teach at Wright State in Dayton, so I commute, and over these last 20 years that I've been doing this, I've watched a lot of warehouses, distribution warehouses, spring up. But I've also watched as more and more factories have closed and have been torn down. So there's definitely a shift there.
What ideas do you want people to take away from this work?
I don't want to be too didactic about it, but what I want to do is just make them aware of the change. It is something that is addressed a lot in the media, of course. We all know that manufacturing has been moving out of the country for quite a while now. But we still all kind of cling to the old idea of America. Really, that has changed. And what I'm trying to do is to get people to come to terms with that somehow. It's difficult to move on.
Clearly, your ideas for this installation have been brewing for a while, but was there any particular impetus that set this going?
In 2001, a couple of weeks before 9/11, I interviewed a machine shop owner in Northside about his operation, and it was kind of like the genesis of a project on globalization. It was something that had been on my mind for quite a while. I didn't think there was enough public attention on it. So I interviewed him and scheduled some interviews in Washington, D.C. with some people who study policy. Then 9/11 happened, so I literally went to Washington, D.C. a few weeks after 9/11 to interview Daniel Griswold at the Cato Institute and John Cavanna at the Institute for Policy Studies. And they're kind of like on the opposite end of things, politically and thought-wise. So I had all of this material on these issues. One way or another, the project never was completed. Over the years, I kept coming back to it. I'd look at the footage, and I couldn't really get it out of my mind, and over the years, I noticed this change in the landscape, and so I decided to bring it all together in a kind of a non-traditional manner rather than do a traditional documentary. I decided to kind of like expand it into multiple screens so that people could kind of like address or engage these issues in a way that they're not really used to, in the hopes that that would reach them on another level. Because we have so much traditional media thrown at us that sometimes I think we just kind of like shut it off. So I wanted to try and present the material in a different way.
Well, you've had a long career in filmmaking at a time when technical advances have come on thick and fast. Does that make things easier or harder or both?
It depends on how you look at it. It has been a profound change, the move away from photochemical processes to digital. In a lot of ways, it has kind of like opened it up for a lot of people because it's easier to get a hold of the equipment. Film stock and processing is extremely expensive for your average independent. Because of that, it's kind of democratized the process a bit. So that's a positive thing about it. It is kind of a move away from what I fell in love with, and the reason that I got into filmmaking was that I loved the beauty of film. And of course, technically, it's not film anymore.
Well, you grew up in Utah, and early on, I think in 1981, you were an intern filmmaker at Robert Redford's Sundance Film Institute. Was that an interesting time to be there?
That was a great time to be there. That was the first year of the June Laboratory, which has become world famous now, of course, and I felt very lucky to be included in that. I interacted with a lot of filmmaking greats. I had workshops with Sidney Pollack, who's a great actor's director, with Laszlo Kovacs, who was a wonderful director of photography. He was the man that shot Easy Rider and Paper Moon and a lot of wonderful films. And I even got to meet a real hero of mine who was an Eastern European director by the name of Ivan Passer from Czechoslovakia. They gave me great insight into working with actors and directing and how to visualize ideas.
You first showed at the Westin in 1997, and you've been involved there in one way or another ever since. Among other things, you founded and you've been lead instructor for the Families Create program called Children's Animation Workshop, which I think is in its 11th season now. What goes on there?
That's really a wonderful program. What we do is that we take children, usually kids between the ages of 7 or 8 on up to about 12 or 13, and give them a chance to learn a little bit about animation and to actually make an animated film. Actually, most of them end up making two films, one of which is a cell animation, which they hand draw. And then we, with their help, capture it into a digital camera, and I edit it and put it onto a DVD, along with another project that they do, which is claymation, and they especially love that. We have a guest filmmaker come up from Kentucky by the name of Ruben Moreno, who's an expert in teaching claymation. They make these projects. We put them all together on a DVD so that all of them get a DVD for their own, and then we have a public showing also.
Well, meanwhile, American Pacemaker, your current installation at the Western Art Gallery, is on view through June 2nd. Thanks so much for coming in to talk about it with us.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking with Russell Johnson, filmmaker and, I think it's fair to say, social commentator. For more information on the Western Art Gallery show, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.